that God uses to snort your life. And if you've forgotten that you're high, then you're probably terrified. But don't worry, you'll sober up when at last your body dies.
Where have you been? Have you been snorting time and space again? Let me smell your breath.
I can't stop my life, birth, and death. Like to witness my own cremation. I like to smell my flesh of burning. It's the way that I've been learning.
Time, it is the mirror that God uses to snort your life. And if you forgot that you're high, then you're probably terrified. But don't worry, you'll sober up when at last your body dies.
It's time for the Duncan Show, so glad that you're with
me. Yeah! Oh God, Johnny Pemberton is here. He is the Star Glory King of the DTFH, and this podcast you're about to listen to is perfect for the Halloween season. We're going to jump right into it, but first, some quick business. This episode of the DTFH has been brought to you by Squarespace.com. Are you thinking about starting a new business? Do you want to sell your stinky socks online? Do you want to make an incredible tribute website to your favorite sports hero, serial killer, or uncle? Maybe they're all the same thing. If so, then Squarespace is what you want to use to manifest the reality of your beautiful brand new website. Squarespace, they've got everything you need to create an incredible outpost on the World Wide Web. You want to sell things? They have full shopping cart functionality. You want to send mass mails to your subscribers? They can do that. Squarespace sizes to every single phone. If you need to get a website up today within the next 15 minutes, you can get it up with Squarespace. If you want a deep, complex, beautiful, maze-like work of incredible art, then Squarespace can do that too. Don't believe me? Go check out DuncanTrussell.com. If you're interested, head over to Squarespace.com/Duncan. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Duncan to get 10% off your order of a website or a domain. Again, that's Squarespace/Duncan. Try them out. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code Duncan to get 10% off your first order of a website or a domain. Thank you, Squarespace. Friends, if you would like commercial-free episodes of the DTFH, then head over to patreon.com/DTFH and subscribe. We have got everything that you might want if you are in need of a deeper DTFH fix, including extra hour-long rambles, commercial-free episodes, and access to our Discord server where our brilliant community of beautiful souls hangs out and exchanges deep, confidential, and perfect information. That's patreon.com/DTFH. We also have a shop located at DuncanTrussell.com with lots of awesome Christmas joy that you could share with your friends, family, enemies, lovers, ex-lovers, goddesses, gods, and mole creatures that live inside your brain for this holiday season. Just head over to DuncanTrussell.com/shop. Now, with us here today is truly one of my best of best friends. I've known him for, 20 years? And I love every time he comes on the DTFH because he blows the top off my expectations of what a podcast can be. And he does that in every single episode of his awesome podcast, Live to Tape, which you can find at johnnypemberton.dog. And now, without further ado, everyone, please welcome to the Doug Cattrussell Family Hour Podcast, Johnny Pemberton! You've tuned into the Bark Hour. I'm here with Crix Bark, and we're going to talk about his new album, Lady Hamilton's Dream.
Yeehaw, that's right, Lady Hamilton's Dream, here on the Bark Hour, brought to you by Barks Root Beer. Barks has bite. The best money for your bunny is going to be Barks with bite.
And we're back. Dr. Bark, it is an honor that you're letting me interview you.
Oh, just call me Crick.
Thank you, Crick. Uh-huh. I got to say, when I got the phone call from my agent that the Crick Bark wanted me to come on his own show and interview him, I damn near fell out.
Well, that's how we do it here. You know, like to do, we all live on surprise.
Well, I told my agent, you're fucking with me, right? This is another of your damn jokes, right?
Like that. He's a joker.
He's a joker. Like that time he booked me at a chimpanzee farm.
Yeah, you thought it was a wellness retreat. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I did not make a penny from that, of course, and I did fly across the country to go there.
Well, you know what they say, fool you once.
Well, a wild chimp did get out that was on sedatives and did maul.
Let me correct you there. All chimps are wild.
Okay, but you know what I mean. Well, that was a fun time. And I learned a lot from it, and I'm just recovering from some of the trauma. And I just wanted to, I guess my first question to you is, you got a best-selling album that pairs with your best-selling book out right now. And I just want to know how you're dealing, not just with this incredible success that you've always had, and right when Bark reaches a peak, he gets to another peak. But my question to you is, I think, as far as I'm aware, this is the first of your books/albums that has caused riots all over the planet. I'm just wondering how you're dealing with the riots.
Well, you know, I'm just dealing with it. I'm taking it as it comes. There's nothing I can really do about other people's mess. I just watch them, and I know that they say I did it, but incendiary language is something that only happens if it's paired with music.
Right. Well, I do want to just read, and again, I'm not trying to interrogate you or anything. I'm a huge Lifetime fan. I just want to read just one passage from chapter 4 of your...
Is this Crubble Cub?
Crubble Cub.
Okay.
It's the right and duty of every planetary citizen to stand up and fight against the government, state, or power structure surrounding them.
Yeah, the tyranny of ancients, I call it.
The tyranny of ancients. Mm-hmm. It's not only the duty of every global citizen to fight back, but the sacred mission of all souls that have incarnated on the earth plane. And after my accident, I realized that unless the streets ran red with the blood of the authority figures, Christ would not return.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself because I did say it myself. So that's just how I feel. It's something where we want to get Christ back. If we don't get Christ back here soon, he's going to forget about us. He's going to move on to a different dimension. Job chapter 6, verse 16 said, "He who seeketh a world not of this seeketh a pain unbeknownst to the person delivering." What that means to me is that if we forget our covenant with the Lord our God before Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Son of Man, the Holy Ghost, will take a triplicate triangle. Triangle is the most stable object in the world. And the reason it's so stable is because it's 3 points. And that exists in our space, the spatial universe. We don't know about how it exists in other spaces. And so how it works is Father, Son, Holy Ghost will abscond from this planetary reality.
Yes.
It will set up shop someplace else, and mm-hmm. we'll be left to deal with the vacuum that they've created. And it will be a vacuum.
I want to read. This is a news article from, mm-hmm. this is the New York Times, and
right.
it's dated October 16th. Crick cult strikes again. A downtown Manhattan parish was attacked by a screaming group of cultists, followers of Dr. Bart Crick.
Uh-huh.
They held in their hands scythes, knives, and burning flags, which they pelted at churchgoers on their way to an evening service.
Uh-huh.
Two of these churchgoers are currently in the hospital in critical condition.
Those are our people. They got that wrong. Those were our people.
So your people were attacked by the churchgoers?
They set themselves on fire. Those flags were to be dealing with self-immolation. It's a tactic that's been used for thousands of years, and it's a tactic that we're very familiar with and have to implement at times the most dire. New York Times, I respect them. I used to work for the New York Times. I understand their dealings very well, and that sometimes they will issue a correction on that. It may be take 1,000 years, but a correction will be issued.
A correction for the immolation. I'm trying to
a
just...
A correction will be issued. That is the title of my forthcoming book.
Ah, a correction will be issued.
It's asterisk correction. A correction will be issued.
Okay.
And what that means is that we can say every said such a man or a thing. We can pull out a dilly bar and call it a poo. We can do the opposite. We can lick hard on a chocolate ice cream and say say we're giving a baby a kiss. We can tumble down a hill with our clothes on and pretend that we're walking into church, you know? All these things are, you choose your own adventure, so to speak.
Okay, I'm going to read another article, if I could, just real quick, just to, and again, I'm not here to interrogate you. I'm a big fan of your work.
Well, you're not asking any questions, and that's what interrogation is.
Well, here's a question. Did you encourage your followers last Thursday to...
Dork!
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Last Thursday, did you encourage your followers to ignite a Halloween hayride wagon filled with 13 American toddlers on their way to a pumpkin patch?
That's something I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about that. I would never kill a toddler.
But you know, you don't know anything. Well, thank God no toddlers were harmed because they were able to get the fire out before it singed their sweet flesh.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard that those toddlers had something about them that was made them unable to be burned.
You mean God protected the toddlers?
Oh, I don't know if it was God protecting the toddlers. It was something. Something with quite a bit of power. Don't you find it a bit coincidental that there was 13 toddlers? What are they doing out at 10 o'clock at night?
Well, they were being taken to a pumpkin patch, and it was at 10 a.m.
A bunch of...
It was 10 a.m.
Okay, sure.
That was a morning hayride to a pumpkin patch, with just filled with beautiful American toddlers.
On a weekday. A weekday at 10 a.m.
That's right.
Sure. Whatever you think happened. But as far as I know, it was closer to midnight. It was 13 toddlers who were all standing upright in a semicircle off the back of a brown wagon, a large, flat brown wagon, wider than it was long.
For someone who isn't involved in this at all, you seem mighty familiar with the aspects of this incident. I'm very familiar with it
because I know when people come at me with blame, I have to be able to defend it best. So we have an army of drones recording everything in our Dane.
Well, that brings me to my next article. This is actually from the L.A. Times. Mm-hmm. Crick drone plunges in to baptism ceremony, electrocuting pastor and 3 clergy members in a swimming pool in Beverly Hills.
Have you seen those drones that can set fire now with the flamethrower?
Yes, I have.
Okay. We didn't develop that.
Okay.
We were developing a counteract to that, a fire retardant drone. And in the process of that, we were testing it, and it happened to go into a baptism. This is an errant issue. We've since taken care of this with private parties. We've talked about this. Everything's been it's all okay now. We've reached a pact. So
That you've reached a, it says here, a private settlement, and also
that's what a pact is, private settlement. Yes,
everything. You settled out of court.
Yes. Why would we bring something into maritime law that doesn't need to be in part of maritime law?
It's been 2 weeks, and over the last 2 weeks, how do you explain the 15 incidents that have been connected to your, for lack of a better word, cult?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16. Those who would look upon a design and wish to change it would find themselves sooner floating in a river upstream.
Hmm. I see. Well, we're
going to look upon a design, to find a design.
That's right.
To see the weaving that the weaver weaves is to know the same as the meat that the cleaver cleaves. To catch the whisper that the butterfly spake is to go under the ground 6 feet on a stake, riding it down, splinters asunder.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
Cackle, crackle, kipple.
I just noticed there seems to be some kind of powder at the bottom of my drink here. Did you drug me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm immune to that, I guess, maybe. All right, you're listening to Dr. Bark's Crick Bark 1000%, brought to you by Bark's Root Beer. We have a little problem here. My guest appears to have fallen asleep. Obviously, he's not getting a good amount of sleep. So we'll be back with a new tale of tomorrow and a remembrance of yesterday here on the Bark's Radio Crick Bark Cadillac Frontier.
What you just heard was the last recording ever made by the Dr. Crick Cult Bark Radio Frontier Show. There are a million things demanding your time. You got to figure out what that lobster-clawed beast is shrieking in your family cemetery, and you've got to drive those witches out of the cathedral on your family's property. You don't have time to waste on contact lenses, which is why we're excited about a great new company called Simple Contacts that is making the process of renewing your prescription and buying contacts simple. Simple Contacts is the most convenient way to get your contact lens prescription renewed and stock up on your brand of contacts. Instead of taking time off and spending hours at the doctor just to renew your prescription, you can now do it online in under 5 minutes. This is vision care for the 21st century. Here's how it works. Take a quick self-guided vision test from your phone or computer. It's reviewed by a licensed doctor in 24 hours. And if your vision hasn't changed, you receive a renewed prescription and reorder your brand of contacts. It's simple. You can skip the office visit, but not the care. If you have an unexpired prescription, you can use them too. Just upload a photo of it or your doctor's info and order your lenses in minutes for a great price. They do all the hard work for you. Buying more contacts has never been easier, and why should it be hard in the first place? That's why Simple Contacts was created. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses, and their prices are unbeatable. Plus, the prescription is just $20. Compare that with an annual appointment, which can be up to $200 without insurance. Shipping is free, and best of all, my sweet, darling, glorified love listeners get $20 off their first Simple Contacts order. To save $20 on your lenses, just go to simplecontacts.com/Duncan20 or enter code Duncan20 at checkout. I want to mention that this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You still need those occasionally, but it is the most convenient way to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts. So head over to simplecontacts.com and use offer code Duncan20 to get $20 off. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/Duncan20 or just enter code Duncan20 at checkout. Thanks, Simple Contacts. We're back. You're listening to the Cult Explorer podcast. My name is Duncan Trussell.
Hey, this is Johnny Pemberton.
Wow. So, holy shit, man. This cult is one of the most interesting cults to me in the sense that it's the craziest cult. There were riots all over the country.
Very powerful, too.
Very fucking powerful.
Able to exercise a lot of control outside their initial network.
Yeah. They had roots everywhere. They almost took over the United States government. Mm-hmm. They took over the Chilean government.
And Vermont was completely... Evidently, Vermont, the entire legislature was under their command, but it was a secret command.
And the president of China was somehow connected to Dr. Crick. This, to me, is astounding in the sense that the Manson family gets all this fucking press. The Branch Davidians... what were they called? The Northern Tots?
No, the Norman Kaz.
The Norman Kaz Collective. Yeah. The people who disemboweled the fucking French teacher.
The French, Marie Secon.
Yeah, Marie Secon.
Yeah. Well, she was involved with that cult. That's how, you know, some say she's a casualty of what they were doing, but also a lot of people think that she was part of it and gave herself willingly as a sacrifice. So we'll never know exactly. I mean, at least we think we won't know unless something new is uncovered.
Well, yeah, I've always just seems like murder to me.
Yeah, it does. But I mean, if you are helping people murder you, is it murder?
I think it's whatever it is. Yeah, it's fucked up, whatever it is.
I mean, but it was also above the Arctic Circle. So obviously different laws apply there. They were in international water.
True.
It was it's something where...
Look, I'm not trying to be the fucking teacher's pet. I'm not like... The school hall monitor for cults or anything. If you want to get disemboweled by a cult, get disemboweled by a cult.
Exactly.
Who am I to stop you? But all these stories, everybody knows. You can't walk 3 feet without seeing another magazine article
about
one of them or whatever. But the fucking Dr. Crick Bark. This is a cult that almost nobody knows about.
Yeah, it's so strange how no one knows about it. And he works so closely with Jane Goodall, which is a thing that I think...
Crazy.
That's why everyone's so hesitant to talk, you know, to lambast him, is because he was so instrumental in all that research. And he gave all the credit to Jane, but she gives a lot of credit to him. But that's been buried, evidently.
It's been buried. She's tried to distance herself from him. But they say there's still chimpanzees living today that have his brand on their ass.
Right, and what that means, evidently, from what I've read, is that brand on the posterior is indicative of a viral implant in the chimp's brain that causes it to learn at some exceedingly fast rate. It's basically like a Planet of the Apes type situation, except, I don't know, on a spiritual level.
This is the phenomena known as like the Crick chimp problem that happened, where the Crick chimps actually began to slaughter some of the other chimps.
Well, they were doing slaughtering them. They were taking their arms off, just the left arms of all the other chimps. And they were made this some sort of a daisy chain with it. And they made it so the armless chimps destroyed themselves with their own daisy chain of arms.
That is not... My understanding was that these technologically enhanced chimps went wild and essentially slaughtered a lot of other chimps until they were finally taken out, and it required an actual SEAL team to get in there and take down those chimps.
Only the SEAL team knows. And we don't have... The source that I read about on the internet, thank you out there for that. I'll just call you DX5. DX5 said that...
DX5,
it's a... I told you about DX5.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he emailed me.
When did that happen?
It happened a few months ago. I thought I told you about
this. So you got an email from someone named DX5about the Crick chimps, and you just...
I'm not telling you what his name is. I'm calling him DX5 for the podcast.
But you know his name.
I know the name he gave me. I don't know if it's a he either. It could be a she. It could be a no one.
That's great. We didn't talk about it before the show, but
I just thought I thought we shared notes in the Google Drive about the show.
I've been busy this week. I didn't check.
Okay.
Them.
Well, DX5 said that there was a viral implant, so it's not really technology. It's like Jason Bourne, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up. It was a slaughter. I've seen the picture of those poor chimps with their arms daisy chained together.
Yeah.
And there were spider webs made of these arms that were catching other animals, and then the crick chimps were slaughtering those.
They were able to enslave. Well, DX5 told me that they were able to get a colony of spiders to collaborate.
Yeah, that special collaboration that's never been seen before.
Never.
It was for the exact term is MSC, malefic special collaboration.
Yeah,
it's the first time it's ever been seen.
Ever. Well, ever been documented.
Horrible.
I think it's brilliant, really. It's going to be a bigger thing coming up.
I don't see anything brilliant about fucking implanted chimps teaming up with jungle spiders and killing thousands of animals, including the chimps they slaughtered.
We have to be careful with the language we use here, because...
What language? They slaughtered the crick chimps. Went crazy. They slaughtered the chimps.
According to DX5, the crick chimps were not implanted. They were inoculated.
Regardless of how they were inoculated. What difference does it make, Johnny?
It makes a difference because we're talking about technology, a silicone-based technology versus a biological technology.
But they slaughtered animals. It doesn't matter how it fucking happened. It's like, what? I was wearing a tie when I killed... fucking doctor, or I was wearing no pants.
I have a question for you.
What?
I have a question here. Okay, if something doesn't die, was it slaughtered?
If so, no, if something doesn't die,
That's what I'm trying to say here. That's what.
But then it would still be alive. Those chimps that were slaughtered are not alive.
They are alive. That daisy chain of arms, what the inoculant does. Is it takes the brain...
What the inoculant does? Who the fuck is DX5, man?
He told me this, okay? He told me what the viral inoculant does is it decentralizes the brain.
I don't understand. Johnny.
It decentralizes the brain. Those chimps were alive, but they were their arms. In the daisy chain that was created. It was sort of like a human centipede type thing.
All right.
But they are very much alive.
Okay, we're going to move on. Next thing we wanted to talk
about.
I'm
not arguing with you. I'm just telling what DX5 told me.
Let's forget about DX5 and then we'll talk about DX5.
Well, we can't forget about it. It's game changer stuff here.
Okay, well, you're getting emails from a crazy person and you're believing them.
Does it make sense that they were decentralized?
No. It sounds fucking crazy.
Imagine if you've seen the cartoon Voltron.
Yeah, of course.
Well, tell me about it.
A bunch of fucking pieces go together to make a big robot. Yeah. All the rich kids out of Voltron. They had all the pieces.
The pieces before it's Voltron, are they just nothing?
The pieces before it's Voltron are separate pieces. They're separate robots.
Are they not autonomous?
They are autonomous, yeah.
There you go. That's what DX5 said.
So DX5 is trying to compare... slaughtered chimpanzees whose arms were daisy chained together and put into spider webs by fucked up cultist chimpanzees that had some connection to Jane Goodall with Voltron?
Yes, because it's not, those entities were not slaughtered. They were simply remaking themselves.
That implies consent.
It does. When you masturbate, are you not consenting to masturbate?
Yeah, I'm consenting every time I masturbate.
There you go.
But the chimps...
Do you ask yourself for consent when you masturbate?
It's implied.
Exactly. There you go. They've been viraled. The brain's been decentralized. They're consenting to cutting their own arm off.
I don't know, Johnny. Why don't we play the track from...
Okay, fine.
So this is... we're going to play a... apparently never before... Now I guess I know where you got the fucking track from.
I got it from DX5, yeah. So I'm sorry. Look... He told me not to share with you until later. I'm sharing with you earlier than he said. He said 6 weeks and it's been 5. So
wait, you've been talking to this dude for 6 fucking weeks?
Well, talking to him.
It's just a fan of the fucking show, man. There's crazy people who listen to our show. This guy is not.
No, he knows stuff. Believe me. He has videos of you and me that only.
So what?
They're point of view videos. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know POV videos.
They're POV from human eyes.
What, like, his vision was recorded?
I don't know, man. That's why I didn't tell you, because it's something where it has to do with, it's either the most advanced technology that exists.
Can we just take a break? Do you mind?
We'll just take a break. Take a break, yeah. Taking a break. We'll be back. Here you're listening to the
Cult Explorers.
Cult Explorers. Oh, shit.
We're back, and we're just going to play I guess Johnny's going to play a track from this. I don't even know if it has anything to do with Dr. Crick, but apparently this is from a never before. Dr. Crick released how many albums, Johnny?
He released about 14 albums.
He released about 14 albums. Dr. Crick Barks.
Well, he has an EP. He has two EPs, which was makes up the 15th album.
And these, I'm going to read just some titles from his albums. Slaughtering the Innocent Sets Them Free. May the Blood Rise Forever. That's his second album. His fifth album.
But what about the song titles, you're ignoring the song titles because they negate the title.
Burn the churches, burn the graveyards, dance in the corpses that you find.
Track three, the brain has been decentralized and you can't stop me.
Yeah, the brain has been decentralized and you can't stop me.
Right, I mean, I think that's something to explore, not to just decree. Freedom ape, yeah. That, to me, means probably the ape's brain has been set free. The synapse dance.
Or sinister tracks.
The mitochondrial monkey.
Yeah, the mitochondrial monkey.
Cell wall to the mall.
Splatter his brains, parentheses. Yeah, this is what we do to those in power.
Yeah, but then there's the reprise, splatter don't matter.
Okay. I thought it was called reprise.
Well, I don't know how to say it. I thought it's reprise, isn't it?
I don't know. Why don't you ask your fucking stupid DX7 friend?
DX5. Duncan, he's going to contact you.
I don't want him to contact me. Don't give him my data.
I don't think I can stop him.
I don't
want
to talk to this fucking asshole. All right, we're going to play this track now. Here we go. What's the name of this track?
I'm not sure. It has many names.
Okay. So we're going to play a track that a troll sent to Johnny.
It's not a fucking troll, man.
And here we go.
It's not a troll.
Why don't we play one of the actual things from his album?
Should I play this song or should we have a recording? Play the recording?
Oh, you're going to play the song?
Yeah, I was going
to
play it.
So you've learned a song that someone on the internet sent you that's apparently connected to this fucked up cult?
Yeah, DX5 sent me.
Why would you spend that much? Sheet music?
Sheet music, yeah.
He sent it to you in the mail?
Yes, through a P.O. box. Yeah, I learned it. I spent a couple hours learning it.
Okay. The song of many names.
We could also, maybe we should just play the recording, though.
No, I want to hear you play it. You've worked on this. What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry. I thought you'd like the surprise. I thought you'd like it, you know, because you like anthropology, mystery. Mic noise, right? Oh, Jesus Christ. If you're alive, it would be twice as nice. Come on back, baby. I got the barbecue ready for you. Oh, Jesus, if I had been there, would have stopped those Romans. I would have stopped those Romans and all the rocks they were throwing. I'd have cut you off the cross and get you a beer. Jesus Christ, I love you, but I ain't queer. Gotta go back in time and free your mind. You're looking pretty good, those abs are fine. I'd take Pontius Pilate off a brand new butthole. I'd take my gun and I'd shoot him right in the face. I'd raise my glass and we'd drink till the sun came up. I'd open my mouth and accept your throw up. Oh, Jesus, if you're sick, Jesus, if you love me, Jesus, I gotta be one above you. Jesus, I love you, come back to me. Oh, Jesus Christ, twice as nice, little bitty little grain of rice. Jesus Christ, made it fine. If you wanna do it, gotta do it just right. Oh, Jesus, we share a brain. Jesus, we share a brain.
Hey man, I'm not feeling too good.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel kind of like...
dizzy?
Yeah, I feel dizzy.
Yeah, sometimes that song... when I first played it, I actually passed out a couple times. I think it's like an invocation.
Maybe we should just like...
oh, shit. Duncan? Hey, man. Duncan. Okay. Hey. Hey, yo. He's out.
Very good. Very good. Cut his head off.
The panting hellhound of summer has gone galloping back into hell, and it's time for you to curl up on the couch and catch up on every single episode of Forensic Files with those that you love. And that means that you need to have the nicest couch out there. Burrow. With hours of couch time on your schedule, now's the perfect time to upgrade that lumpy old shit couch that you've been meaning to replace forever. Send it to the couch cemetery and hope it doesn't come back from the dead and stalk you in your sleep, because the thing stinks, it's got dog piss all over it, and countless tears. Your Burrow sofa can handle even the most hardcore binge session with a kiln-dried Baltic birch frame and durable fabric that's naturally scratch and stain resistant. Burrow is totally customizable. Pick your fabric color, leg finish, armrest style, and length. You can add a chaise lounge or ottoman or both. And Burrow offers free 1 week shipping, so you can have your new sofa set up by next week's brand new episode of Forensic Files. Don't settle for the same old couch. Settle into a comfy new Burrow sofa. Get $75 off a new sofa and free 1 week shipping at burrow.com/Duncan. That's burrow.com/Duncan for $70 off a new sofa. These things are nice. Hey, hey, hey! We are banned.
We're back.
You are listening to Cult Explorers. This is Duncan.
And Johnny. Welcome back. Welcome back, Duncan. We took
hey,
a little break
so
there,
much.
But we're back.
Needed it, man. Was a little dehydrated.
Yeah.
Got kind of exhausted. It's crazy.
You seem great.
I feel great.
Cool.
It's nuts how much the body needs water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because without it, we can find ourselves very... dizzy.
Yeah, that's dehydration, right?
Dehydration.
That's a big thing. We've talked about that on the podcast before. Dehydration. Listeners, I'm not sure if you're hydrated, but you want to get hydrated.
Johnny, I so enjoyed the song that you played for me.
Yeah.
I wondered if maybe I could sing a little.
You want to play a song?
Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'd love to. I want to play a song. Could I? May I use your guitar?
Yeah, actually, that's the best guitar to use, actually.
Okay.
And also, I just think that, you know, where we were talking about last time, it's just important to remember that, you know, we've changed a bit about what we thought about that.
Yeah.
So I feel yeah.
No, and I want to apologize. I want
to use this.
Sorry, I'll just. I'll just use it.
Just that one?
I guess so, yeah, sure. Yeah, so I want to apologize to anybody who was offended by what I said about the crick chimps being bad or a slaughter.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was wrong about that.
Yeah, I think that's good that you came around on that.
Beautiful, beautiful nature. Beautiful, beautiful earth. Beautiful, beautiful collaboration. That's how the new world will give birth to the newer world. Spider,
yes, yes.
Spider, weave me a web of dreams. Show me the arms and the daisy chain. Help me free myself from me. Spider, 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 weaving in the night. You have freed me from my mind. I feel better every time.
You got it, you got it. You can keep, just keep going. Come on. Spider,
spider, spiders, weaving in the night
and day.
Spider, 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 weaving in the sky. There's a light I never saw, but now it's bigger than the sun.
Yes.
Spider, 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 you are my sons.
Spider, spiders, hey, spiders, you are my son. The daisy chain is there and will take us everywhere. See it one more time.
The daisy chain is there, will take us everywhere.
Great, Duncan, that was good.
Thank you. That was really good. Thank you.
That was great.
Can I?
You want to lay down for a little bit? No, it's okay to cry, but you know, really, you shouldn't though. No, you
cut off my fucking foot, man!
Hey, hey! I got him.
Cut his fucking head off. That's coming from directly from the master. Cut his fucking head off. Cut his fucking head off.
Let me just try once.
Hey.
Duncan.
What the fuck?
Duncan. Hey.
What happened to my foot, man?
Hey.
Where the fuck is it?
What?
You're wasting your time. It didn't work. Cut his fucking head off. That was the last they saw of them. That was the end of the bit. Were they captured by a cult? Were they carried away? Is the record of their last podcast.
The last podcast they did will live on forever, it said. The words that were spoke are like a vice on the neck that chokes.
If you want Jesus to come back, blood must run in the streets. If you want Jesus to come back, you must fight the police.
If you want Jesus to come back, the blood must run in the streets.
If you want Jesus to come back, you must get the police.
Oh, praise him!
Oh, praise him!
We are back. You're listening to the Doug and Trussell Family Hour Podcast. I'm with Johnny Pemberton. Johnny just wrote a fantastic book, which is now available on Random House.
Yeah, Random House. Not so random after all, is it?
I guess not. Your book's awesome, man. I really have enjoyed it. I've gotten halfway through.
Cool.
It's fucking brilliant, man. Thanks. Nighttime in Cincinnati is a combination of, I guess, philosophical ramblings from Johnny's mind mixed in with a pretty beautiful and erotic, if it's okay for me to say,
well,
love story.
It's okay to say that. I mean, wonderful. It's a part of the book, so if you don't say it now, you're going to think it later when you're reading it.
What inspired you to write it? You know, I heard the story of Harry Potter, where apparently, I guess, she had just used a bidet or something like that and was looking at herself in the mirror.
She had a really dirty ass, and so it was like perpetually dirty, and she was trying to clean it all the time. And, you know, she just realized, oh, I'll never be clean.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, if I'll never be clean, then I might as well just write this book about wizards I've been wanting to do for so long.
Yeah.
But she felt like she was so dirty that she couldn't write it.
Now, this is, to me, one of my favorite. You start this book describing what inspired like five of my favorite books. And that's the first chapter is J.K. Rowling, what you just said, I'll just read from the book. J.K. Rowling, sitting on a bidet, looking at herself in the mirror. A smile came upon her face, and she said, I'll never be clean, might as well write a book about wizards. Now, here's another great one. Dostoevsky, walking through a meadow in the evening, looks up at the moon, and says, I'm going to write The Brothers Karamazov. Do you think it was the moon that
inspired? The moonlight has always been known to be a disinfectant.
Yeah.
And so he was notoriously filthy. And he just had like all these sores and things on his body. So he would walk in the naked in the moonlight to have his body disinfected.
Yeah, moonbathing.
Yeah,
moonbathing. Yeah, but it doesn't work.
It does.
I don't see how it could even work.
But it doesn't work completely.
Yeah.
It works like 10%. And so what he realized,
how would it work at all? You can't just walk naked under the moon and get clean. You're covered in shit and bugs. It's not going to get anything off of you.
It does. It gets 10% of the bugs and shit off.
Who did that study?
Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky did it. But he realized, look, I'm 10% cleaner than I was before I moonbathed. I'm never going to be clean. So I might as well write The Brothers Karamazov, which is about these brothers who that's their name.
But it's not a. But again, this is not a scientific study. It's a self-reported lunatic, I guess.
I mean, all science is self-reported.
No,
so
it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, let's just keep.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you want to read a passage?
Yeah,
from your
book? I do actually. The activation of unconscious fantasies is a man who walks up a hill. In the process that occurs, when downtrodden like a little dumpling, the consciousness finds itself on the other very devil. Where a wire runs through the modern, usual considered thing from conflicts that come from inside a child's brain.
Wow. That is fucking hilarious, sexy, and just cutting edge, brilliant.
May I continue? Right.
Yeah, please, sorry.
Gwendolyn, against the onslaught from outside, no less than the doctor could counsel, found an exaggerating amount of fluid for issuing from her archaic breasts. Mm. Instincts will thereby let loose the ruthlessness of Michael, the individualist who seeks to bring bread upon that which is bandied together. Extinction of the individual makes millions of zeros that usher forth like a brand new mass of organizations through something that an evaluation by a doctor would say psychic situations that Gwendolyn cannot, you should, you must, she implored.
Great. And I love that passage. I was hoping I could get you to read the passage from chapter 10, the one that's been causing all those riots about anal.
Okay. Anything else at the same time, said the man. anything else other than having my rear penetrated by an anthropological insect that is man. Understanding this penetration that the thorax must issue forth and discard all feces and theories into the depository known as the rectum.
Damn, that's
anything
hot.
Other than that, knowledge will be something that repeats and repels that with which it is not.
I'm going to have to turn the AC on.
Ooh, maybe.
Damn. Yeah. So to me, Johnny, I've known you for how long? 30 years?
Yeah, 30 years.
And I never, I've thought of you a lot as a lot of things, but I've never thought of you as an erotic author.
Well, it's a new style of writing, actually. I call it, it's erotic, erotic philosophy. No one's ever done it.
Wow. Then, and you just started writing this stuff? Like, what inspired you to start writing this?
Well, I was actually having an issue with cleanliness. I was sitting on a toilet. I don't have a bidet. I actually broke several bidets.
Broke them?
Yeah, my first marriage. That was that's a long story. That's in a different book.
Do you mean like your, what do you, you sat, you took, how do you break a bidet?
They became so gummed up with filth that they could not drain.
Wow.
So gummed up. And the water couldn't get hot enough to penetrate the filth, to melt the filth. It's like a plaque of filth.
Is this what ended your first marriage?
Ended it quickly, too. Because my
wife... What is the filth? Like shit?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, should I spend time trying to think about this, or should I spend time writing? You tell me.
Yeah.
I spend my time writing, not thinking about...
How do you
about,
clean yourself if you couldn't use the bidet? What do you do?
You would get a new bidet. I'd check into 5-star hotels, and I'd be banned from... I've been banned from every 5-star hotel in the East Coast.
Because of your filth?
Yes, because I would destroy the bidets. I would check myself in for 3 weeks at a time, and I would not let anyone do the room service at all.
Yeah.
And I would also insist that they have an area where I can do moonlight walks. Naked moonlight walk. So by day I'd be doing extremely hot bidet passes, and at night I'd be doing naked moonlight walks.
Jesus.
Just to try to maybe puncture a hole in the plaque.
When you mentioned the thing about Dostoevsky,
yeah,
honestly, I don't see how the moonlight, it's just light. It's light.
What color is the moonlight?
Depends. Yellowish, whitish.
Come on.
Opaque, translucent, yellowy, white.
You're dancing around it, Duncan. Come on.
It's, I don't know, the color
Duncan,
of this.
Okay. The moon has always been described as one. You know what a drow is, a dark elf?
Yeah, sure.
What color is their skin?
Dark.
No.
What the fuck, man?
Do you know what quicksilver is?
Mercury?
Yeah. What color is mercury?
Silver.
Silver. The moon is silver. The moon is made of mercury.
Oh.
The moon has radioactive properties, and it has the same as colloidal silver. It has antibacterial properties. Mm. The moon is silver, Duncan. And dark elves, drow, their skin is not dark. It is both light and dark.
Okay.
It is silver. Silver, when you look at it one way, is dark as midnight.
How does that get shit out of your ass?
I don't know. It doesn't really work, but it works better. It works 10%.
What does that mean? How do you even know that? Because you would have to measure your filth.
People have done it. They've measured. I know how much water I use in my bidet. I measured that.
Yeah.
And if I'm using 90% of what I would normally be 100%, then I know that I've saved 10% from moonlight walks.
Okay. Well, if this filth phenomena is inspiring erotic fiction, then I love it.
I'll read one more passage here.
Great. Well, wait. Do you mind reading this passage?
Oh, yeah. I would love to read that passage. Is that your favorite one?
This is my favorite one. You'll notice it's been double underlined.
Okay. Got it.
48 is where it starts there.
48. Okay. The undulating formula of putrefaction is represented in the Quabala by letter N, which refers to Scorpiano, whose triune combines the eagle, snake, and the hieroglyphics of the penis themselves to indicate spiritual formula that is anxious to usher forth a Gandalfian other triune formula expression of the moon.
Yeah, love that.
Which further declares the nature of human existence in the following manner. The moon is itself a dark orb, a light orb, which is in itself silver. The appearance of light is communicated by the silvery shimmer of shimmers.
Beautiful. That passage changed my life. I love this book, but man, it is getting shitty fucking reviews. I'm going to read a review
here. Come on. Those haters going to hate.
Okay, but this is a review from Gary Phillips, who is the head book reviewer for the New York Times.
He's a hack.
Okay. He's one of the preeminent art critics.
One of the best hacks in the world.
All right. So Gary Phillips, yeah, I'm just going to read.
Poorest millionaire.
Okay. Well, he says, I've never encountered such absolute filth. It is well known that the author, Johnny Pemberton, is a dirty lad who has destroyed many a bidet and is currently engaged in at least 3 lawsuits with the W Hotel, the Standard, and a Best Western in Cincinnati.
And Ritz-Carlton, too.
It's also known, now that his book has hit the shelves, that he is a madman. This book is some amalgamation of nonsense glued together by the very filth that inspired it, as every book contains within it 3 ounces of human feces stapled to the back in a tiny Ziploc bag. Is that real feces? I just threw it away. I didn't know what it was.
I mean, it's not feces. What is feces?
Shit.
Yeah, it's not shit. It's a plaque.
So you...
It's
you,
body plaque.
So you scraped plaque off your body and you put
it... I didn't scrape it off. One of my assistants did in my lab. Yeah.
Is this the first time any author has actually put samples of their own filth in the back of their book?
Not since Nathaniel Hawthorne, yes.
And the Hawthorne filth is treasured. What is it going for these days, Hawthorne filth?
Well, I mean, it depends on where it comes from. But if you have authenticated Hawthorne filth,
yeah,
it's worth more than saffron by ounce.
And they use it in rice.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. It actually has the same coloring effect, except it goes green instead of red yellow.
I was pretty disgusted by the fact that there was a Ziploc bag of what to me looked just like shit, not plaque, but I threw it away. I didn't try this recipe, but here I want to read to you some of the ingredients. You already know this in the back of the book that you recommend your readers use to cook this filth. 1 ounce of salt.
Yeah, well, salt is just to keep things from getting out of hand.
But that's so much salt, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of out of hand.
So just to keep going.
I'm talking about a rolling infection here. Well, not so much an infection, it's more of like a kombucha.
So you're saying the salt in some way will keep people from being infected by your filth?
It keeps it from rolling like a tide across a flat land.
And this recipe, it's not just salt, it's 1 ounce of salt, 2 liters of purified gasoline.
Uh-huh. Again, that's just to cut back on the way the bacterium duplicates so fast. That's why I have the ground and chopped eggplant.
Yeah,
that's a substrate.
So, but to me, mixing a bag of shit with salt, gasoline, and eggplant seems like poison. Like you're gonna hurt people.
Yeah, it seems like that. But when's the last time you mixed those together?
I didn't, but I know that you
don't know that.
But a few people have tried the recipe.
When's the last time you mixed those together?
I've never tried.
There you go.
You didn't have to slap me.
I'm sorry, but sometimes you gotta make your point.
Okay. Please stop.
When's the last time you mixed those together?
I'd never.
That's 3 slaps.
You touch me one more fucking time.
No, believe me, I only do 3. Clearly, you've learned.
You're listening to Johnny Pemberton. He's got a dumb book out right now.
Dumb. Stop it.
Piece of shit book.
Yeah, it is a piece of shit book.
You smell like shit.
Believe me, I could smell so much worse if I was.
Oh, I believe you, but you're stinking up my fucking studio. How about that?
Yeah, I came here to spread my plaque.
Well, if I get any kind of fucking plaque on me, there'll be trouble.
It's all over you right now.
No, it isn't.
It's all over you.
What the fuck, man?
Look.
What the fuck, man?
I'm sorry. It's just it's the nature of the... I've spent all this time trying to rid myself of it. Now I'm trying to own it up.
Dude, what the fuck?
are the filth, we are the crack, we are the ball, and we are the sack. We are all that is, and is that all. We are the rise, we are the fall. For who can try to tame us, but 10% can't chain us. We live inside your anus, dancing and entertain us. We are the leaf, we are the tree, we are the poop, and we are the pee. We are you, and you are me. Bigger than the sun, smaller than a pea.
Johnny, thank you so much for coming back on the DTFH. Will you tell these beautiful people where they can find you?
Yeah, man. Well, you can find me in person at my home haunt in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I'm doing that until the end of October. Otherwise, you can find me online. It's johnnypemberton.dog. And you can also go listen to my podcast, Live to Tape with Johnny Pemberton. Or you can go to Instagram at Johnny_Pemberton. I'll be in Colorado, too, this weekend.
All the links you need to find Dr. Pemberton will be at DougAtrussell.com. Thank you, Johnny.
Beep.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you like the DTFH, won't you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you download your stuff? And head over to JohnnyPemberton.dog and please support our sponsors because they support us. Get yourself a new couch at Burrow. Get a new website at Squarespace and get yourself a subscription to Simple Contacts. This triad of glory will improve your life 12-fold, guaranteed. I will see you next time. Until then, Hare Krishna.